Yeah, it's Paul here, and it's Monday. I have no idea what the date is, but we've just finished the Hem of His Garment Healing little conference that was hosted at the Four Square with Chris Gore from Bethel. He heads up the healing rooms at Bethel Church. A funny fellow from New Zealand, originally, and the very first night we went was very refreshing, simply because he just did a teaching and an emphasis on grace versus the law, and I think that's something that's obviously being emphasized by God across the world. Champions like Rob Rufus, who are putting an exclamation mark on grace, which I think the New Testament does, because without grace, we very slowly slip into a life of performance and striving and trying and earning to try and, you know, sort of move ahead in the Christian life. So that was a refreshing night, and I believe actually that night there was some healings. I can't even remember what night what happened, but over the course of the weekend there's been just phenomenal healings, and it's not been one of those things where a couple people got healed. It's been one of those things where dozens of people, dozens, have received significant healings, one being Laura Sponsorly's mom, Gloria, received a major healing with muscles, pectoral muscles that had been removed from her front, like shoulder, like pectoral area. She had quadruple bypass, open heart surgery, and they had to remove a bunch of muscles around because they took a breastbone out, and it really messed her up. She couldn't hug, give a frontal hug. It was too painful. She couldn't lift her arms up over her head, and or even up. I'm not even sure how far, but she couldn't lift them up. She couldn't wash her hair. She would, if she hold her arms sideways across her shoulder, it would be severely painful. So she totally healed, hands up in the air, no pain, frontal hugs, just wonderfully blessed. And then another one was so powerful for me because I know the gentleman, Jonathan, has liver disease and MS and I think it was diabetes. So at any rate, you know, without getting the details, he was significantly touched. He had basically a lot of pain in his feet, numbness in the back of his legs. He couldn't feel his legs. All that feeling came back. The numbness left, pain left. And I saw him the next day. He said, everything just keeps getting better. It's just like an ongoing process. So he'll be going in for checkups for some of his other more serious conditions, which, of course, just so that's out there, Chris Gore totally encouraged, you know. There might be the odd video where you see somebody saying, I've been healed and there's been no doctor's test, but just for the record, Chris really encourages people to go to the doctor, get a confirmation, get checked out, get tested out. As a matter of fact, one comment was with regards to people telling people, you know, you're healed, just claim it or whatever. And he said, you know, what if you're healed? You're healed. And so, in other words, you're healed like when you are healed. Even though, yes, Jesus did pay for our healing a long time ago. But at any rate, on that note, lots of really good balanced teaching around the healing ministry. And Sean just teaches, you know, healing, or sorry, Chris Gore teaches healing from the perspective of identity, of who we are in Christ and who Christ is in us, and just letting the kingdom flow out through us. He doesn't teach it around the area of, you know, you need a healing gift. And so it's a really great equipping ministry for the church to be equipped for believers. As I read this last weekend, you know, the Great Commission was for the whole church to go out and lay hands on the sick. And so may we be stirred up with all this stuff. And we had some incredibly wonderful services, you know, service, Sunday service on the weekend. Lisa was stepping out praying for creative miracles and just lots of prayer for healing on Sunday morning. And so a very encouraging weekend. Kudos to Foursquare for hosting. And it was obviously a God thing. Chris's schedule did not allow him to even come here, but it somehow opened up for him and he came up. So it was really a God thing for what God's doing in our region. So let's carry on. God's doing so many good things. Let's jump in and keep moving forward.